This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we're talking about taxation, or should I say extortion, from various governments, because there was a study that came out earlier this week, and I was doing some digging into said study. It's a 145-page report, and some of the charts are rather interesting. We'll jump back into this article here in just a moment, but of course, you can call in to bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we left off in this U.S. News report about the study, again, 145 pages, where they say that all states have to get their money from somewhere, and so they impose taxes and fees, including general sales tax, gas tax, and other energy taxes, and levies on everything from homes to cars. Virginia, for example, levies an annual tax on automobiles. Though federal law exempts members of Congress, except those representing Virginia, from the law.
And what?
So, if you are a member of Congress,
yeah,
from not Virginia, and your car is in Virginia for a certain amount of time, then you're exempt from the Virginia levy on cars. But if you are representing the state of Virginia and you live in Virginia,
yeah,
and you're a member of Congress, you don't get the exemption.
Say what?
Oh, wow. Trying to wrap my head around that one. Okay, I get
right.
it.
So,
and I understand
Washington,
why.
D.C. is right next
yeah.
to Virginia.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot okay. of members of Congress will have apartments in some part of Virginia instead of being in downtown D.C. And apparently whatever this levy, and I know that we have people that listen that live in Virginia, maybe they can call in to explain this better than what I'm thinking that it is. 855-450-FREE. So basically my understanding is if your car is in Virginia for more than a certain number of days, you've got to pay some kind of thing, unless you're a member of Congress, in which you're exempt. But if you are a resident of Virginia and happen to be a member of Congress, you don't get the exemption. So,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. It's trying to wrap my head around it was yeah. like,
that's government
wow.
logic.
Yeah, it is. It's very much government logic to like carve out all these exceptions and yeah, wow.
Yeah. They say and that is where the lower income people get hit hardest. That being the various fees, the sales taxes, the energy taxes, the gas taxes, and the levies on things. For example, California has one of the highest state income taxes in the nation with 10 tax brackets. But since that relieves the state from having to impose myriad other fees, it's more equitable, according to ITEP, which is the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
All right. I'm sorry, but I'm just, this one just is baffling me. It's just, is this making sense to you? Like, I mean, you're looking at the actual numbers here, Daryl, because it seems to me like this would be counterintuitive to what I would imagine to be
so
the case.
What ITEP is saying is equitable is that richer people pay more in taxes at higher effective tax rates.
At the end of the day, if I'm making less money, don't I want to be someplace like Texas where the cost of living is lower, presumably? I'm presuming it's a lot lower.
They're not looking at cost of living. They're only looking at tax policies.
Okay, so that explains a lot. This sounds
right,
like
so,
this sounds like basically a manipulate the way they're using it. It's being manipulated. The data.
They're only looking at tax policies,
right?
They're
but if you only look at tax policies and the cost of living is sky high because of the tax policies in California, which they are, you wouldn't want to live in California if you were poor.
I wouldn't want to live in California anyway. But
I know.
Chris,
okay.
There are things called single issue advocacy groups.
Okay.
This is one of them. So okay. There are groups that only look at the marijuana policies, and they don't look at taxation. They don't look at anything else.
Okay.
They only look at certain things. And this group, the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, is only looking at taxes. And the numbers that they come up with, and I can go over these bracket by bracket, lowest 20% has a much lower tax rate on income, but a higher effective tax rate when you look only at sales and excise taxes than the top 1%. 7.1% of the tax burden I think that's 7.1% of the income for those in the lowest 20% gets paid on sales and excise taxes, whereas for the top 1%, it's less than 1% goes to sales and excise taxes.
Well, that only makes sense.
The top 1% has 4.9% of their income going to income taxes, and again, these are only state and local. This is not counting in federal. Whereas the lowest 20%, 0.1% of their income is going to income taxes. So once you average all of these numbers, then they're saying that the lowest 20% pays a higher effective tax rate than the top 1%, and then they're looking at the various states, again, only on... Right. Taxation, not overall cost of living.
And they didn't figure in federal taxes with these numbers.
Correct. But the federal taxes aren't going to change from California to New York because it's the federal rate.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Your income bracket might change on average if you're in California compared to Texas. But again, the tax rate itself, just by virtue of living in California versus Texas, isn't going to change the federal tax rate.
You know, if I lived in California, I'd be poor and probably homeless because the cost of living is so high, you have to make $100,000 a year just to
feed yourself.
Right,
and then the government gets more of your money, basically, the federal government.
Yeah, that's true.
So, continuing on, they say Nevada has no income tax but levies taxes on consumer goods, tobacco, alcohol, gas, and notably, gaming. The study does not take into account the impact of lower personal income and corporate taxes on overall economy, that according to Demian Brady, research director for the National Taxpayer Union Foundation, who says the whole study is basically biased against consumption taxes. The metric that it leaves out is economic growth generated by the appeal of lower tax rates. Further, Brady says income taxes are a volatile revenue source since wages and employment rates can go up or down. User fees and consumption taxes are more predictable, helping states plan their budget, he says. States are trying to build a structure to grow the economy. Well, I don't know. I think, you know, at least from my experience, not that I'm a fan of consumption taxes, but from my experience, consumption taxes are also going to fluctuate.
Yeah.
If everybody in a given area winds up seeing a boost of income, then they're going to go spend more money. If you live in a tourist destination, certain times of the year, you're going to have more consumption income than in the off season. Continuing on, Michael Leachman of the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities says the lure of low income and corporate taxes is overrated. California, after all, is the location of super successful Silicon Valley, he points out. Further, California voters passed a new tax bracket, a higher bracket, on very high income people around the same time that Kansas implemented its big tax cuts, which disproportionately favored the wealthy. Leachman says California, since that time, after 2012, has far outpaced the national economy, while Kansas has fallen behind. Congress last year passed a law capping the amount of state and local taxes people can deduct from their earnings for federal tax purposes. And Leachman says, given how high inequality is, there's good reason for states to require high-income people and corporations to pay a, quote, reasonable share of their income to support services. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind, whether it be regressive taxation, progressive taxation, proportional taxation, abolishing. Can we talk about abolishing taxation? Because, you know, that's the libertarian solution there. But there was a study that was done by ITEP, which was the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy, and they found that once you factor in state and local taxes and remove the federal tax rates, the people in the lower 20% of income earners pay higher effective tax rates than those in the top 1%. And, of course, looking at their 145-page PDF, nowhere in there did they have proposed solutions. But we will change gears here in just a moment to talk about people learning to read the wrong way. But before we do, I want to make sure that you know about Liberty Dollar 2. They just released their limited LD20 token, and Free Talk Live is going to be giving away 10 of them. That's a $350 value. Each LD20 token is backed by an ounce of silver, a gorgeous .999 fine silver round, just like what Liberty Dollar was famous for. To enter the contest, send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. In the subject line, you need to include LD2. That's LD, the number 2. And also, preferably in the subject line, after a space or two, include a number between 1 and 1,000. Again, to enter, send an email with LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. Send that email to contest@freetalklive.com. The winner will be selected on November 5th. In the event of a tie, the prize will be split. Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up a wallet so that you can receive your prize. You can learn more about Liberty Dollar 2 at ld2coin.io. That's LD, the number 2, coin.io. ld2coin.io.
Now, Daryl, I found this story just actually over the break from the New York Times. The title was, "Why Are We Still Teaching Reading the Wrong Way?" And I had a look through this, and it just, this is something I've actually known was going on for quite a while, but this is pretty sad. Our kids are just not learning how to read properly.
Now, what is the proper way to read?
In a word, phonics.
All
that's
right.
It. That's
how I learned to
that's
read.
That's how I learned.
I think my dad learned to read using the whole word method, and they found that people that learn to read that way don't know how to spell.
Right. That method, science has pretty much debunked that method.
Yeah.
Are you familiar
with the whole word?
Yeah, so I'm familiar with the both methods, and that's what they taught when I was going to school. But certainly I think the way I actually learned to read was the way you're talking about, was phonics.
Yeah, and so for people that aren't familiar with phonics, you learn the different sounds of the letters or letter combinations.
That's right.
And then you learn to spell or to verbalize, sound out the word.
Right.
So you see a word that you have never seen before, and then you start sounding out each sound that you have learned. And then you can basically read anything. Now, you might mispronounce a word every now and then. The French word bourgeoisie looks very much like how an American would say Bergios. I didn't even know until probably the last couple of years that it was pronounced bourgeoisie. It's like every time I saw it, I was like, oh, Bergios. All right.
You know, the thing is, English has ripped off so many words from other languages over the centuries that that you'll run into those things from time to time.
Right, that's why we've got the silent K in a bunch of words.
Yeah, and the silent GH and the silent this.
Yeah.
You know.
Although sometimes GH is pronounced like an F.
That's very true. That's very true.
Yeah. So let's get into this article from the New York Times.
From the New York Times. This is dated today, supposed to be published this Sunday. Our children aren't being taught to read in ways that line up with what scientists have discovered about how people actually learn. It's a problem that has been hiding in plain sight for decades. According to the National Assessment of Educational Progress, more than 6 in 10 fourth graders aren't proficient readers. It has been this way since testing began. And a third of kids can't read at a basic level. How do we know a big part of the problem is how children are being taught? Because reading researchers have done studies in classrooms and clinics, and they've shown over and over that virtually all kids can learn to read if they're taught with approaches that use what scientists have discovered about how the brain does the work of reading. But many teachers don't know this science. And what if science has figured out? First of all, while learning to talk is a natural process that occurs when children are surrounded by spoken language, learning to read is not. To become readers, kids need to learn how the words they know how to say connect to print on the page. They need explicit, systematic phonics instruction. There are hundreds of studies that back this up. But talk to teachers, and many will tell you they learn something different about how children learn to read in their teacher preparation programs. Jennifer Rigney Carroll, who completed a master's degree in special education in 2016, told me she was taught that children, quote, read naturally if they have access to books, end quote. Jessica Root, an intervention specialist in Ohio, said she learned, quote, you want to get children excited about what they're reading, find books that they're interested in, and just read, 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 end quote.
So I'm guessing here that they have at least taught some of the basic. It's not like you just hand a two-year-old a book and they're going to figure out how to read.
Yeah, I don't know any two-year-olds that you just hand a book and they figure out how to read on their own.
All right, or even a five-year-old. Like, unless they have the basics of understanding these are the letters, they're not going to just figure out how to read.
Right, and people that do know how to read, they either learned intentionally or learned it accidentally. You know, going on, Kathy Bast, an elementary school principal in Pennsylvania, learned the same thing. Quote, it was just put literature in front of the kids, teach the story, and the children will learn how to read through exposure, end quote. Exposure!
Do they also say that children learn math through exposure?
This article doesn't get into that, but that's a whole other topic, and we can talk about that tomorrow, or Monday, I guess.
Right, but, you know, like this, just, they'll figure it out. Well, unless there's an underlying, you know, understanding.
Pattern,
of,
yeah. Once you've got the
these
pattern.
These are letters. These are numbers. This is this thing. This is right. That thing. Like, yeah, you give a kid a bunch of Lego blocks, they'll figure out how they stick together and they'll make something.
Right.
But that's completely different than just like, here's a book.
Here's a book. If you don't know what those symbols mean, if you don't know what those glyphs mean, how are you supposed to figure that out?
Right. Here's a book. It might be English, might be Spanish, it might be written in hieroglyphs. You'll figure it out, little Timmy. Or maybe you won't. 855.
Archaeologists can't figure it out.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, there's also the Discord. Call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man accused in a mail bombing campaign targeting Democrats and critics of President Trump is a former bouncer and bodybuilder, according to his cousin. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc of Florida is charged so far with 5 federal crimes. President Trump says law enforcement did an incredible job.
The FBI, Secret Service, so many. I mean, they just got together and did a fantastic job, like finding a needle in a haystack.
Asked by reporters if he plans to tone down his rhetoric, the president said he bears no blame, saying there have been similar attacks on Republicans by another party in the past. FBI Director Chris Wray says it's possible other bombs, allegedly built and made by Cesar Sayoc, could still be out there.
There may be other packages in transit now.
None of the devices have exploded. Michigan State has stopped distributing payments to alleged victims of former sports director Larry Nassar, saying several people are now under investigation for fraudulent claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's also the Discord call-in lines available at discord.lrn.fm. We'll jump back into the article here from the New York Times about schools teaching people the wrong way to learn how to read. But first, I want to make sure that you know about Anarchapulco. It's coming up in just a couple of months. February 14th through the 17th, 2019, in Acapulco, Mexico. Speakers like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, some of the biggest names in the Liberty Movement, will be at the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs in Acapulco, Mexico. You'll most likely love, assuming that you're the type to attend, you'll love the lineup of speakers. If you're not the type to attend that sort of thing, then you won't love the lineup of speakers. But they'll be there discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. And, of course, Free Talk Live will be there again. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL to register and receive 15% off. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. So let's jump back into this article from the New York Times about why schools are still teaching children to read the wrong way. And some of the people quoted here were saying, oh, yeah, just put a book in front of a kid. He'll figure it out.
Yes.
Teachers at that.
They will learn to read through exposure. And this is what teachers are being trained in their teacher preparation programs in universities. What's going on is that instead of what science has told us, that children learn to read through phonics, and that's pretty much it. That's right. How children learn to read. They're teaching teachers the wrong way to read. Well, they're teaching some strange ideas, and these ideas are rooted in beliefs about reading that were once commonly called whole language, in quotes, and which gained a lot of traction in the 1980s, and I'm so glad I learned to read before then. Whole language proponents dismiss the need for phonics. Reading is, quote, the most natural activity in the world, end quote. Frank Smith, one of the intellectual leaders of, so-called intellectual leaders of the whole language movement, wrote.
Hold on, no. Reading is not one of the most natural activities in the world. If you know how to read, and you enjoy reading, then yes, it will be natural for you to read. But if nobody's ever taught you, and somebody just drops down,
Warren
Dostoevsky or some other really long, boring thing, Ayn Rand, you're not going to want to pick it up and flip through all the pages and figure out what all the words mean.
What are all these symbols? So, his quote gets better. He says, quote, it's only through reading that children learn to read. Trying to teach children to read by teaching them the sounds of letters is literally a meaningless activity, end quote.
No.
What?
No. Yeah, it's absurd.
Here's a list of all the letters, Chris, and here's what each of these letters sounds like. So the letter A can sound like ah or a, depending on where it is in a word. The letter B makes a b sound, et cetera, et cetera. And once you know the sound of all of these letters, then you can see a word that you've never seen before, and you can sound it out. He's saying that that's not the right way to learn to read.
You know what I think of? This kind of reminds me of, and correct me if I'm thinking about this wrong, but how the Chinese have I don't know that there's any similar system. It's rote memorization. That's why they're very good at certain tasks, right? But that's what makes the English and Latin in general different from other systems.
Cyrillic alphabet, which is what's used in Russia. You're talking about the
I don't know the details
Southeast
of all.
Asia. I forget that there's a certain term to describe like Chinese, Japanese. To where it's all characters.
Right.
To where just a slight modification will make it a completely different word.
Right.
But things with written alphabets, it is easiest to learn to read by knowing how that alphabet works.
Right. And it seems like they're just kind of passing over this huge advantage that would make reading super simple.
According to the intellectual leader behind Whole Word, he's like, yeah, you don't need to know how the language works just to know that it works.
You just need to memorize all these symbols and whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like you do some computer programming.
Yeah.
At least, more than I do. Like, I know HTML, which is not computer programming by any stretch of the imagination. But when you're programming a computer, you have to know what the different things do, not just, if I type this, it does a thing. You need to sort of understand, I guess, the philosophy behind
the concept.
So, to really understand a language, you need to understand the concepts of here's how words are structured in this language.
Yeah, the language doesn't actually matter. It's the concepts, and that's what they should be teaching in any kind of computer science class. And it's the difference between teaching somebody to program and teaching somebody, computer science.
Right. And, that's one of the reasons that I got better grades in Latin than I did in English, because I understood the concepts of how words and sentences were structured in Latin.
Mm.
I don't remember that now, 25 years after taking Latin.
And that's why it's a dead language.
Well, no, there are multiple reasons, and it's not really a dead language. People still teach it and learn it and know how to read it and write it. If nobody could read it, write it, or speak it, then it would be a dead language. It's just not anyone's native language.
Was it ever anybody's native language? Wasn't that one they created explicitly for? Yeah, but wasn't it explicitly created for, like, communications between groups or something?
It's what they spoke in the Roman Empire.
You're thinking of Esperanto that was created as some kind of new kind of language. But most languages were created so that people could communicate.
Or evolved
like that,
over
that's
time.
How language.
Yeah, no. But for some reason I was thinking it was created for the communications amongst people who spoke different languages. So it was like explicit as opposed to.
Well, it was used as that at one point when the Roman Empire got so large. And then sort of the Catholic Church has adopted it, and there are all kinds of theories on why they did so, adopted that as sort of the official language of the church. And there's one theory that they did that because they didn't want the low-level people knowing what the Bible actually said. If we just tell them this is what it says, prohibit them from learning how to read or write. So let's continue.
So the whole language ideas had been debunked by the early 2000s. It may seem like kids are learning to read when they're exposed to books, and some kids do pick up sound letter correspondence as quickly and easily. But the science shows clearly that to become a good reader, you must learn to decode words. Many whole language proponents added some phonics to their approach and rebranded it, quote, balanced literacy. But they did not give up their core belief that learning to read is a natural process that occurs when parents and teachers expose children to good books. So while you're likely to find some phonics lessons in a balanced literacy classroom, you're also likely to find a lot of other practices rooted in the idea that children learn to read by reading rather than by direct instruction in the relationship between sounds and letters.
Now, I would say that, that they're trying to sort of cast a one-size-fits-all solution here. Some people do learn by doing the thing. Other people learn by watching somebody do a couple of times and then trying. So there's never going to be a one-size-fits-all solution. And it seems as though they're trying to come up with which one is the one that we have to do. We can't allow alternatives. If little Timmy learns a different way than little Johnny, well, one of those two kids is wrong. No, they're just different. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. Greener and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in the final segment of the show to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to the phones in just a second, but want to tell you about the AMP program. If you like the show, then consider joining the AMP program, giving at least $5 per month, like Mike Spike has done. He's a silver amplifier, and your money combined with that of the other amplifiers helps us advertise, market, and promote the show to not only get a larger audience, but also to get the show on more radio stations. We're currently on over 190 radio stations, and we can be on a lot more, but it requires us to get the show in front of the people that make the decisions to put us on the radio. And you can help us do that. AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, honey. A couple of your voices I don't recognize, so on the board. I've been calling the show for years. Hey, by the way, did you notice in the Intercept tonight, they say that the guy that sent all those bombs, his house got foreclosed on during the 2008 economic crash, the subprime crash, and the Steve Mnuchin's bank was one of the guys that foreclosed on the bomber. And
are they saying that the guy's been in the house for the last 10 years, even though it was foreclosed on?
Oh, no, I think he's been living in his van.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why he's living in. And it wasn't a cheap house. It was like a $350,000 house. and Steve Mnuchin, it goes into, I don't know if you ever saw, there was a 60 Minutes piece, and they talked about how many forgeries these banks were doing. And this one woman would do 750 forgeries per day. 750. She was faking notaries. She was faking, she was backdating. She was doing all kinds of fraudulent stuff, and that's Mnuchin's bank. And if you now realize that Mnuchin is the Secretary of Treasury, or he's our Treasury Secretary of the United States, right? And this guy is a crook beyond belief, and Trump appointed him. And he's one of those that it was his bank that foreclosed on the bomber. So, hey, well, you know what I was going to ask? You all are libertarians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, now, where do libertarians stand on kings?
I don't stand on other humans because that would be a violation of personal rights. But if you're asking me what my thoughts are on monarchies, I would say that I would be opposed to those, just as I personally am to all coercive governments. But I guess in theory, there could possibly be a small government monarchy, but I don't know if it would be better than, some kind of representative something that, even though there's written constitutions that supposedly limit the power of government, they don't actually seem to limit anything.
Wouldn't it be something more along the lines of which produces a more free society, king or democracy, or something along those lines?
Is that the question, David?
Well, it's obviously because of Saudi Arabia. And here we've got the guy, actually, this Mr. Bonesaw, the pretender to the throne, he's actually a prince who was appointed by another prince to manage the show for the king, who's like in a mental decline. The king's basically sick and has the starts of Alzheimer's, right?
Right. So the crown prince of Saudi Arabia basically is running Saudi Arabia.
He's the crown prince appointed Mr. Bonesaw. So this guy's third down the line, and he's like...
Oh, so you're saying that somebody other than Mohammed bin Salman, who is the crown prince, you're saying somebody other than him is actually running all of Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, this MBS guy. And, more bullshit.
I've got to drop you there. There are certain words that you can't say on broadcast radio. So I was interested in hearing where he was going.
No, I'm not sure where he was going with that. He kind of just totally switched gears in the middle of...
Back to the question about monarchies versus republics. I like digging into the World Freedom Index that comes out every couple of years. And one thing that is interesting, and I only find it interesting because words actually have meanings where people like to point out the United States is a constitutional republic, as if that automatically means, more free. Of the top 10 countries in the Human Freedom Index, as compiled by Cato, the Fraser Institute, and several other entities, 5 of the top 10 countries on the index do not have written constitutions and are monarchies.
Well, interesting.
Yeah.
Now, are they real monarchies or are they pseudo-monarchies in that they were once monarchies and now they have just, titles but no actual power?
That is still technically, whether it's an absolute monarchy or, one of these, the United Kingdom is a monarchy. Australia is part of the Commonwealth of blah-da-da, and New Zealand is one of the top 3 countries in the Human Freedom Index. It's probably going to wind up falling when they do the next thing because several horrible laws have wound up being passed in the last couple of years.
Where was the U.S. on this index?
Generally in the low teens or 20s.
Sounds about right.
Not in the top 10. Canada also does not have a written constitution and is technically a monarchy. Because the Queen is head of state of Canada.
Okay.
The Queen is head of state of Australia. The Queen is head of state of New Zealand. Those are all countries that are monarchies. But they wind up ranking as more free than the United States. China is technically a republic. North Korea is technically a republic. So the word republic in and of itself doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's a fair statement.
Let's go back to the phones where we've got Rex calling in from Georgia. Rex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, buddy. Do you fully understand that Russia has been in control of Venezuela for at least the last 10 years, operating labs and all different sorts of things Russians do? For at least 10 years, that these Venezuelans in amongst that march north there that they do it. They done tore through the fences in Mexico. Now, they come
what fences in Mexico? Hold on, Rex. What fences in Mexico, and what does a fence in Mexico have to do with Russia and Venezuela?
Guatemala and Mexico and tore the fences down and busted into Mexico. These fences are infected with anything Russia can come up with.
Where are you getting this information?
From a Guatemalan orange sticker that was paid by his government to come here with an infectious disease and spread it amongst the orange stickers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can we just call him crazy?
Was that a real call?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There are stupid people out there. Like, I deal with some of them every once in a while, and they're just really that dumb.
Yeah. Now, I did see a headline earlier today that... I didn't bring this in as show prep because the article was actually from April of this year, but apparently some kind of migration of people fleeing Central America towards the United States, although, as I understand it, a lot of them wind up seeking asylum of some sort in
Canada?
Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, it's a regular occurrence for people to flee Central America.
We did talk about this earlier this week.
Yeah.
And apparently...
That's really happening. You
know, this migration is just larger than it's been in a decade, which is why people have all of a sudden started to pay attention to it. But it sounded like that caller was trying to say that Russia has infected Venezuelans with all kinds of diseases and forced them to march up. And then whatever fence he was talking about on the border of Mexico's southern border... There is no fence on Mexico's southern border. That's some kind of weird right-wing fantasy that they like to dream up as an excuse to put a fence on America's border.
It was a Monday night show.
We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back.
The eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Gone.
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.